Blog Talk Radio.
August time is a moving and a shaking, because we're already in August, the 8th month, and I'm really excited to be here tonight. Welcome those who might be tuning in or just tuned in. Prior to this week, Here to Inspire Radio has been a weekly radio show I'm doing on Tuesday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock for my West Coast folks. However, I've recently been led and inspired to add more time and start bringing this show to you more often. The more that occurs in the world, the more people are starting to deal with a lot of the same issues. You know, we're all connected people, whether you know that or not. It's all one, it's just, you know, this one big universal mind. So what you're going through, someone else is going through it too. What you're thinking about, because your thoughts travel, somebody else is sitting around thinking about that too. So with that awareness, I got my little Adagio music going on there. With that awareness, what are you sitting over there thinking about? Before I go into the show and the show topic, I am going to be broadcasting Here to Inspire Radio Monday through Thursdays now. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I'll be on at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. And that's going to be, I believe, 2 o'clock for people on the West Coast there. And 3 or 4 for everybody in between. But tune in, share it with a friend, particularly if you've gotten something from this show before in the past, you know, or it resonates with you. But you never know when a person needs to hear something and when the words are going to be right for that individual. So thank you for sharing. This show is brought to you by my website, www.here2inspire.info. That's Here to Inspire. .info. You can learn a little bit more information about me, check out some events, workshops I have going on, read the blog, and just get a little bit of information out there. Tonight's show is on acceptance and forgiveness. Big topic. I know I did a show in the past on forgiveness, but that's something we could probably do a segment on every week, because it's something that people have a difficult time with forgiveness. So I'm here to shed some light on that and reminding you that forgiveness really is for you. You see, when we walk around with anger and ill feelings towards other individuals and dissatisfaction, resentment, jealousy, all these low vibrating energies, if we go around carrying that all the time, really, who's being impacted by that? I'm going to let you think about it for a second. Particularly if the person or circumstance that you're upset about and not forgiving and deciding to hold on to are not even in your life, or they're not even present in your everyday world anymore. What benefit are you gaining by holding that energy? One. If you feel that you're doing it to get back at the other person, because I can relate to that too, if you feel that you're doing it to get back at somebody, what benefit are you receiving by holding that energy, by just being angry at them, being resentful? Maybe someone withheld something from you and you're just waiting for that opportunity to withhold something from them. If those out there too, listening, calling in, chat room, you're more than welcome to even let me know how you benefit from maintaining that type of energy, because I'm here to tell you, you don't. All it does is create more of the same thing that you're already annoyed about, or that you're already having a difficult time with. Doesn't necessarily have to be a person either. It can be a situation. It could be your job. It could be someone that cut you off on the highway. I'm going to give you a brief example of what it could be. It could be anything. I went to the store, the little market to get a money order, and the young lady behind the counter, I stood in line for a good 10 minutes, 15 minutes, as did some other people in front of me. Get to the front of the line, the young lady says, well, the keys are locked up with the manager. The managers are all in a meeting. I'm not going to be able to help you. Now, I had time constraints going on, all those things. This person didn't know that. But she was very dry, not very helpful at all, and just, oh, well, what do you want me to do? Now, I could have continued to get really, really annoyed with that situation. I was already a little irritated because I stood in line for so long, amongst other things. So, because you're already going through that process of annoyance, should I have reacted negatively or reached out or just not accepted that situation with a clerk? It probably would have snowballed. Sometimes obstacles present themselves for us, or things that appear to be obstacles, to help us get through what it is that, to help us get through what we're getting through, as in to teach us a lesson or to protect us from something that's not for us. Or it might be segueing you to another path. See, a lot of times we think that we're supposed to go in one direction, we've got it all figured out. But if you're praying for divine light, divine guidance, you're praying to just be led in the right direction, sometimes our lives and paths take detours. And we have to come into a space of learning to accept what is. When we deal with it, when we encounter it, just accepting it. Not reacting so much to everything. Not being so emotional about every situation that occurs. Not discounting emotion. There's nothing wrong with that. But how are you reacting in certain situations? Are you blowing something out of proportion that didn't really have to be blown out of proportion? Was it really that serious to you? Are you really acting out because you want the attention and the ego gratification that you might be receiving from? See, our egos, particularly those that are not aware of the power of their own egos, they can drive us and lead us to do a whole bunch of things. And the ego, if you're not aware of it and conscious of it, it can control you, run you, to where you could be holding a grudge against someone or something or a situation for years and years and years, and it not even be that serious. It could just be making you feel good that you have this power, this false sense of power over that other person, i.e. you're mad at them. You understand? So getting in tune with yourself. You know, I want to encourage you all to start going within more. Somebody pissed you off or you got into an altercation with someone, maybe don't run and talk to a friend about it right away. You got to be mindful of who you're sharing certain things with, who you're running to get your advice. You know, if that person is not necessarily positive or they're a negative person or they're always complaining and their life is a living hell, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go to that individual and share my turmoil that I may be going through because they don't have anything positive to say about it. They don't have any encouragement. Sometimes you might not need them to say anything. You just need an ear, somebody to listen to you vent. I'm encouraging you now to start to vent with yourself. If you don't feel comfortable talking to yourself, that's fine. Get yourself a journal or a notepad and write out what it is that you're feeling. One, you're going to be releasing that energy and getting it out of you. You know, some people need to go off or scream and kick and fuss so that they feel better. You know, they need to release them, release in order to feel better, to physically feel better. Taking some time out to write down what it is you're going through, what you're feeling, what you're angry about, who you're angry at. That person could even be yourself. Take some time to write out about it. Write it down. See how you feel at the end. A lot of times you'll feel better. You can do exhale at the fact that you've now released that situation. You've released it from your body. You're not physically holding it in your body anymore. We are all here to learn lessons. There are no mistakes in life, only lessons and experience. No mistakes. Somebody hit you today, it was no mistake. There's a lesson in that experience for you. Do I know what that lesson is? No, love, only you know. You have to go within and find out what that is. But we all are equipped with the same tools. Some people just use most of the tools in their tool bag, and other people use 10% of the tools in their tool bag, but we're all equipped with the same tool. We're all here co-creating as we go along, i.e., your thoughts that I'm talking about every single day, your thoughts are things. Your thought frequencies are traveling very rapidly. So if you're angry at a person and you've chosen to allow that situation to shape your entire perception of the way things are, say a man or a woman did something to you, you've decided to let that be your whole outlook on, oh, well, this is just how men are. This is just how women are. This is just how black women are. This is just how Asian girls think. Whatever your little stereotype might be in your mind, you're programming your mind to believe that. And guess what? You're going to continue to see more of that. It's a true, true experience. So there are no mistakes, only lessons. You're going to learn as much from your mess-ups or your obstacles as you're going to learn from the things that you consider successful. All obstacles that we incur, we eventually are able to overcome them. But many of us don't even deal with the obstacles. We'll either go right into the fact of complaining, we'll go into victim mode, or we'll just go off on a rant and tyrant and complaining about everything that's going on, cursing the situation, only perpetuating more of that same cycle. You see, lessons failed are going to be repeated until they are learned. So your lesson in the situation might be to shut up for a minute. Shut up. Stop complaining about what's going on. Today on my blog on heretoinspire.info, I wrote about pretty much just that. Just stop pushing what you want further away from you. And I'm just going to briefly go into it. It's a pretty short piece here. I just want to read it to you just to share for those that aren't going out there, because we can forget. You know, we are living in a very hectic society. We're humans. If you're not constantly feeding your mind something positive, I mean, what's coming out of the radio, the food that you're putting into your body, the people that you're letting into your body, you're sharing yourself with, all those things are connected and have an impact on how we're going to perceive the world around us, how we're going to perceive our current situation that's going on. So be mindful of your environment, what you're putting in, what you're feeding your mind. Even if you're lying down sleeping and the television's on, what's playing? Is it drama? Is it some reality TV? Is it CNN? You see, we have to learn to, one, quiet our minds, and two, take more responsibility for what we're feeding our subconscious minds, because that is where the seat of all of our actions are determined. So real briefly, I'm just going to go into this blog here. Since, you know, my shows are short and sweet, I like to cut to the chase and keep it moving unless people want to come on in and chime in with me in dialogue, which I love that as well. So for those that want to, that may have just logged, you want to talk, give me a jingle at 310-7-5193. And you're more than welcome to press 1 on the phone. That'll let you know you have a comment, question, testimonial about acceptance and forgiveness, okay? So the blog that I wrote, here it is, short and sweet. A good friend of mine reminded me today of the importance of remaining in a space of gratitude. Sometimes we get caught up in what is not working out in our time and move into a space of worry. Nothing positive can be created from this space, truthfully, it only creates more of the same stuff you're worrying about in the first place. If you're complaining about things taking too long, you really are delaying it further because thoughts are things, people. You are creating every second that you think of something, every second. Even if you got a crush on somebody down at the cafe that's down the street from you, this isn't in the blog, but I'm throwing it in. If you got a crush on somebody at the cafe down the street and you're thinking, oh, man, that person never notices me. They'll never see me. That so it is, beloved. They will never see you. They will never notice you because that's your belief. Back to the blog. You're creating every second. With this being said, I'm writing a list of all the good I am grateful for that is happening right now in this second today. This is the energy of abundance, beautiful ones. This energy creates more of what you're already grateful for. The more you appreciate what you have, the less you tend to desire. I encourage you to try it for yourself. Write out a list of all of the things you're grateful for and see how it makes a difference in how you feel as well as what it creates in your reality. So that exercise is excellent for reminding you if you're in the space of worry, you don't have all the money that you might need. It's the first. You got your bills due. You don't have all the money you may need, or a certain person is angry with you and not calling you back, or whatever your issue or what you may interpret as an issue may be, take some time out to counter that with the opposite. What's good? You know, sometimes we'll talk to somebody and you hear something going on in their voice and they're feeling sad. They might sound a little down. You're tapping in with your intuition and you're like, well, what's wrong? Baby, what's wrong? As opposed to asking what's wrong, let's reprogram our minds to start asking what's good. What's good with you? Let's hear about the good first. Sometimes highlighting the good can make you even forget about what's wrong because it will be a reminder of what is good for you. A few things I just jotted down on my list. I'm thankful for a comfortable place to live. The beauty provided by the tree outside of my window. The support that my book has been receiving from people that have been purchasing the book or inquiring about the workshop and things like that, all those things I am thankful for. Even the lady at the grocery store with the incredibly stank attitude that inspired my next project on the importance of customer service. You see, every situation, you can find the lesson and find some inspiration or find something good from it. Most of us are just programmed on the other side. We're programmed to think negatively because that's the type of world that we live in. The world is that way because certain individuals that are in control, that very small percentage of the population that pretty much is running the entire world, have awareness of these universal laws. Please don't think that they don't have awareness of these universal laws and that they are not being used against us. Why do you think that when you turn on the news, there's so much negativity there? That's to keep you in a state of a mind of fear. That fear frequency is very contagious, and it is creating more of the drama that we're being inundated with on television. It might not even be real stuff that's going on. You know, they say Americans are, you know, we're pretty much like the blindest society. We're supposed to be the most intelligent, but really are the sheep. The land of the sheep that are running around because we don't take time out to think for ourselves. We don't question anything. So I'm talking about all this to go into acceptance, accepting what is in that moment because all we really have is the moment. And if there's something that happened in that moment that you're not pleased with, change it. Change it by starting with your thoughts. Change your thoughts and perception about the situation that's occurring. Stop looking at everything as, oh, man, this is happening to me. Oh, the world's against me, 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 me. You're a victim. You're in victim mode. So enough victims running around. We don't need any more victims. The time now is to take responsibility for self. So if you've been running around pissed off at someone or even at yourself, You see, a lot of times we'll harbor negative energy or bad feelings about ourselves, perhaps something that we did a long time ago, something that we might be doing, some behaviors that we're currently perpetuating that we're not proud of. Take some time out to forgive yourself. You deserve it. You're worthy of forgiveness. You're a beautiful ray of light. You're here for a purpose. Everyone is here for a purpose. But you'll never be able to truly step into your purpose and start doing your work until you work on self. You got to do the work on self first. So if you're angry with yourself, you're ashamed of some things that you've done, start with forgiving yourself. A really healthy exercise for that would be to get the same little piece of paper that I just talked to you about writing your gratitude on and flip it over. Flip it over and write down the things that you feel you have been doing wrong or you have done wrong, whether it's current, present, future, whatever. Write it down on the piece of paper. And then at the bottom of the piece of paper, then write, and I forgive myself for these things. That little simple exercise is so powerful. First of all, you're taking those words and you're putting them in paper. It's almost like writing with a magic wand or a magic marker. And you're releasing that. You're releasing those words from your heart, from your subconscious mind, onto that piece of paper. And there's some people that you need to forgive. And I remember going through this process with myself a few years ago because I would be holding some grudges, you know, and they say I'm a Scorpio. They say we Scorpio people sometimes can be vengeful. And I didn't see that side of myself. Like, nah, I'm not vengeful. Even if I, you know, even if I don't like them, I'm still cool. You know, I don't hate anybody. I just might not fool with you. Not realizing that that was my way of being vengeful. I'll go out of my way to make you feel my absence. That's still a part of me being vengeful. So I'm running around saying, yeah, I've forgiven this person, I've forgiven that person. But have I really forgiven that person? If I'm still holding the space with my energy of, they'll never have the pleasure of me in their life again. They'll never have the pleasure of me answering a phone call again, et cetera, et cetera. Is that really genuinely coming from a space of forgiveness? Now, do I have to engage with entities or people that I know are not healthy for me? No. Because it's my responsibility to protect my own frequency and to protect people that protect myself. However, it is my responsibility not to be carrying around any feelings of vengefulness or hate because I don't want to create that same energy in someone else or just create that same aggressive energy in the world that I will have to experience. So, beloved people out there, if you've been running around upset with yourself, upset with your mom, upset with your dad, your brother, the guy that ran over your cat when you were five, let it go. The time is now to let some of that stuff go so you can move on. Do you realize that that's keeping you in the same cycle that you've been in for however many years you've been complaining and being a miserable individual? It's easy to be miserable. It's easy to be sad. Aren't you tired of that? Don't you want to try something a little different? That would be my suggestion. Try something a little different. I'm going to always urge you to challenge everything. Question everything. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Write it down for yourself. Do the exercise for yourself and see how you feel. See how it makes you feel. I have a few more minutes left for the show. Anybody out there that wants to make a comment? They have a question, you want to give a testimonial, you're more than welcome to press 1 on the phone if you're already out there hanging on the lines. That way I know you want to talk to me. Or press 310-807-5193 for those that are just listening, and I'll bring you in. Looks like I do have a caller holding. I'm going to bring you in right now. Caller from area code 269-849. Welcome to Here to Inspire Radio. This is Aisha. How can I serve you this evening? Did you have a comment or question?
Good evening, Aisha. How are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well as well. Thanks for asking. Your show's been interesting so far, what I've caught of it. I want to actually see if you're going to address the whole alpha female, beta male complex, because it's been my experience that the moment a man gives up his masculinity in a relationship, then it's very easy for the woman to become the man and lose respect for him. And I'm just wondering if you had any thoughts on that shift of dynamic, because that's what I hear as I'm listening to you speak.
You're hearing that there's been a shift in the dynamic? That's interesting. I had a show about that. About two shows ago we were talking about that, which is basically reclaiming the feminine energy. And I do agree that roles have been reversed, per se, just in society overall. So we do have a lot of women that have stepped up into more of a masculine role with, you know, raising children, workforce, maybe even being the primary provider. And a lot of those women are resentful. So, yes, I do want to acknowledge that the forgiveness has to start, one, with them forgiving themselves or feeling like they've gotten themselves in the situation. A lot of women are running around feeling trapped, like, oh, I don't know what I did, I made a mistake, et cetera, et cetera. But their love is keeping them there, or whatever is keeping them in that situation. So tonight we're talking about acceptance and forgiveness. And I will build on that on another show. We only have a couple more minutes, but thank you for bringing that point up. And yes, we do have to start with the forgiveness process of ourselves first, and two, of our partners that we may feel have betrayed us or abandoned us or done any of those things. Because the more masculine energy we continue to exude, we do emasculate our men. This is really creating more of the same drama that a lot of ladies are complaining about. So I completely am in agreement with you on that. And I plan to bring more topics to the table so we can discuss that in the future and hopefully shed some light on it. And come
I
up
definitely
with
look forward to hearing future shows on that then.
Yeah, and thank you so much for tuning in and for even raising your hand for your comment. I appreciate you tonight.
My pleasure, Aisha.
All right. Thanks again to that caller. We have a couple more minutes. If anybody else out there wants to ask a question or make a comment, just to rebuild on what that caller was talking about, was basically the role reversal. That's been going on a lot lately. When we look around, a lot of the women are carrying a lot of the load, and they're just upset about it, and they're pissed. But carrying this anger, maintaining that hostility, being angry, is only attracting the same types of individuals to you. So if you're the woman out there that's complaining all the time, man, I always meet these men that just want to live off of me, and they're moochers, et cetera, et cetera. How are you showing up in that equation? Because, see, I sat in dialogue with some men just a couple of days ago, and four of them sat and agreed that it is a man's innate desire to want to provide and do more things for his companion. A lot of the women, A, don't even let the man step up and do his part, or B, we've fussed and complained so much and pushed our own chest out and belittled him in such a situation that he just doesn't show up. Like, well, what the hell for? She's going to do everything anyway. Why am I going to show up? So we have to be more mindful of our own energy. How are you talking to your partner? If someone comes in and is talking to you crazy, 90 seconds left. Someone's coming in and they're talking to you crazy, you're not this, you're not that, you're not going to amount to nothing. Remember, that's feeding your subconscious mind. So if you already have a fragile esteem or you might be feeling that way about yourself, well, guess what? That person just came and confirmed that. And if you believe what they say, then so it is. That's going to be your reality. You ain't going to be shit. So be mindful of what you allow to be said to your own subconscious mind, A, and B, what you're putting out there, what you're saying to other people, how you're treating other people, because it is the boomerang effect. It does come back, and I'm not the only person that has noticed how time has sped up. Things are happening that much faster now. You think it's happening right away, whether you see the right away occurring or not. The repercussions of your actions are occurring that much faster, so we got to get this, people. We got to get it together. Go to the website. You want some more inspiration, www.here2inspire.info. You're welcome to check me out there. Brief announcement for people that are going to be in California, August 27th, we do have that Diva Day of Wine Tasting coming up for those that enjoy wine. Leaving from MacArthur Bar Station, going to Napa Valley. Going to be checking out wine. two different wineries, picnic lunch stop, and we'll stop at the outlets and do some shopping. Men and women are both welcome on this trip. So you're welcome to go to DivaDayOfWineTasting.info. That's DivaDayOfWineTasting.info. That's my time, people. As always, thank you, thank you, thank you for your time, your love, your support, your consistency. And I will be back tomorrow at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 2 o'clock for those on the West Coast. Until then, be peaceful, love one another, and remember, forgive yourself, beloved. That's who else is going to do it if you don't? Take care for now.